It's 42 past the hour. In 2005, the BRAC Commission, the Base Realignment and Closure Commission, recommended the Missile Defense Agency move most of its operations out to northern Alabama. The cover story, the August issue of Government Executive, notes that they were really stunned by that move. And since then, that area around Huntsville has started to become really a center of gravity for some key agencies. Tom Shoup is the editor-in-chief of Government Executive. He joins us now. You're not in Alabama, right?
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Here in D.C.
Yeah, thank goodness. I mean, well, yeah, of course. So I was reading the story last night. Really interesting stuff. Bunch of agencies are really it seems to me it ties in a little bit with our conversation last week, where people sort of thinking, hey, we don't all belong in D.C.
Yeah, it really does. I think a lot of people who we talked to for this story certainly might have not been thinking that moving to a place like Huntsville would be all that great, but as commuting problems here get worse and worse, and particularly people who work for the Army Materiel Command, which is lock, stock, and barrel moving its headquarters from Fort Belvoir over to Huntsville, a lot of the people there are taking a second look at this and saying, this looks like a pretty good deal.
Yeah, and so already there, of course, the NASA Marshall Space Flight Center has been there for years.
Yeah, since about 1950, early 1950s, when the Army, after World War II, brought Wernher von Braun down there and set up Redstone Arsenal to do a lot of rocket and missile research. And then NASA moved down there and set up the Marshall Space Flight Center there, too.
And why there?
I'm not sure why. Why back in the 50s it was viewed as a place to be. I do think that Huntsville has a history of having a high number of engineers and scientific operations in the area, but I think they were just sort of spreading things out around the country.
Well, I first got to talk to a bunch of folks from that area through the virtual Alabama, which is this amazing program where you can actually see all this stuff. They have a lot of stuff for first responders, and they can call it up right on a Google Earth platform. And a lot of that was developed right there around that Huntsville area. And all of a sudden, I was like, all these smart people really right there. So, and it's amazing what you can get when you get that collection of folks who all have this knowledge, and poof, these magical things can happen.
Yeah, it really sort of takes on a kind of critical mass when you get a certain number of people in an area like this, and that's certainly been true since the 2005 BRAC round, when the Defense Department said we're going to move several of these key operations, the Missile Defense Agency and Army Materiel Command, down there. And the people, you know, the sort of civic leaders of Huntsville have really sort of taken the long view of this, and clearly now have a kind of long-term plan to really get more and more of the federal government in their area. There's lots of different agencies now that are sort of in there as well, and to have an increasing concentration of, and it's really working.
Yeah. So part of this is connected with that 2005 base realignment process.
Yeah, there's no question about it. In fact, that even took the people of Huntsville somewhat by surprise how much the Defense Department aimed to move over there, and how a lot of operations and a lot of high-ranking people. As a result of that, they were telling us that a dozen general officers in the military and nearly 120 SES people will end up moving to and being located in Huntsville as a result of that. That's a pretty high concentration of high-ranking federal people.
Yeah, decision-makers, people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I know Huntsville has a history of being called Rocket City. Did that play a role in this?
Yeah, I think there's no question that that sort of a lot of this stuff, the Missile Defense Agency, that kind of spins off from that. That's, and other agencies too. The FBI does some of its training there, and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives does some testing, a lot of testing there, which I think is sort of all sort of related to that initial rocket science that was the core of where it started in Huntsville.
And you get that alignment, again, that alignment of people with certain knowledge, and then you get training around that area, so it all starts to they start to feed one another.
And they've done a terrific job of building infrastructure so that it's an attractive place, not only for federal agencies to be, but contractors, too. There's several contractors who have, which is not surprising. Same thing obviously happens in a lot of cities with a big federal presence.
Yeah.
Contractors want to be there near where their customers are. And as these agencies, you know, especially in cases like Army Materiel Command, when they move their whole headquarters there, well, then contractors are going to want to be around too.
And it seems to me, and even in reading the story, it seems to me that it's going to be those certain skills. I mean, not all government agencies are going to pick up and move to Huntsville, Alabama. But for that skill set and for those agencies that require that those skills, not a bad place to think about moving to.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, there's room to grow there. There's this concentration of activities there, and there's a lot of advantages, like we were talking about in terms of the commuting and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what many, many people told us, the ability to get relatively cheap housing, a very easy and short commute away from, you know, this high concentration of, you know, a lot of brand new facilities and things like that. There's just a lot of attractive elements to the area.
Yeah, cost of living just has to be dramatically lower.
It's right. It's a huge change, I think, from here.